Hello, and welcome to Multimedia Meditations. My name is Victoria Wiesel. I'll be guiding you through the program you're listening to. In order for you to create the most value from my programs, I've created this introduction with my recommendations. First off, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge you for taking this first step toward achieving your dreams and goals. Now that you've already made an investment in yourself, let's maximize its potential by spending a minimum of at least 30 days practicing at the same time every day with this program. The first thing you want to understand about hypnosis is this. Hypnosis is a skill to become a master at using, no different than you may become skilled at meditation or yoga or something that perhaps you do in your business. Nobody has control over you in hypnosis. It's not something that is done to you nor against your will. As you're listening to this program, I'm going to guide you and you're going to have free will as to whether you want to allow the suggestions to sink in or not. Hypnosis is just as natural as breathing. You naturally make contact with your subconscious mind all the time. Hypnosis has helped countless individuals to solve their own problems without having to go to a professional counselor. Many people use hypnosis just to gain peace of mind, and others use it to discover their goals and to bring to their life their deepest desires. The ways in which hypnosis can work for your benefit are literally endless. There is nothing hypnosis cannot help you do. Like Napoleon Hill said, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. And because our body, mind, and spirit and emotions are all connected, hypnosis has enormous health benefits because when you heal your mind, you heal your body at the same time. Now, before beginning the program, there are a few considerations I'd like you to think about. First, you're going to need to find some place where you will not be disturbed for about the next 30 minutes. Some place where you can get comfortable. A chair, a recliner, a couch, your bed. When I say bed, though, sometimes people think about going to sleep and then they end up falling asleep during hypnosis. You actually want to remain slightly awake throughout this whole process. What I want you to experience is that you're just totally withdrawn from everything around you and that you're just completely engaged and engrossed in my every word, similar to the way that you've been engrossed in a book or a movie. You're not going to lose control of yourself or go into some weird altered state like you may have seen in the movies before. You're always going to be able to awaken yourself immediately from this state and attend to whatever requires your attention should you ever need to. However, I suggest that unless it's an absolute dire emergency, that you make a decision for yourself to remain in this state regardless of any phones ringing, dogs or cats, children, spouses, that you make you your number one priority for right now. Because when you take care of yourself in this way, you're actually much more useful to those around you anyway. Now, you may find that your hands or your feet get a little numb or tingly during hypnosis, and that is normal. That is because the blood flow begins to slow down, as does your breathing. This is a very healthy state, and it's been known to be a very healing state. Hypnosis has helped people to cure cancer, diabetes, regulate blood pressure, and all sorts of diseases just by spending this time in hypnosis and working with some imagery techniques, which we'll be using in a few moments. Some people say, well, I'm not sure if I believe in hypnosis. And when people are saying that, it's just really their perception of what they think hypnosis is that they don't believe. Every one of us has the power to become hypnotized. If you have the mental capacity to concentrate, you have the desire and motivation to be hypnotized, then you can do it. Yes, there are some people who have an easier time getting into hypnosis than others. Are these weak-willed people? Absolutely not. What makes it easier for some than others is basically the understanding of what it is, that it's an experience that you create. It's not weak-willed. It's willingness, trusting, letting go. And in doing that, you access the strongest part of your mind, your subconscious mind, which is 90% of your mind. And you can program it for a successful, happy life. It does take practice at first. Like with anything you've ever learned how to do, hypnosis is a skill and you will get better the more you do it. So now that you have a better understanding of hypnosis, the rest will come as we go along. If you don't experience what you think you should be experiencing, just enjoy the process. You will, as you do it more often, come to know that special place in your mind and your body as hypnosis. You may get lucky at first and go really deep the first time, and if you don't worry about anything. Most of the things that we'll work on, you don't really have to be really deep to get the results you want. So, as I'm continuing to speak to you now, just go to that place, wherever it is that you're continuing to sit, or begin to just get yourself prepared now as I continue speaking to you and giving you some instructions. You may want to dim the lights now, or light a candle, or you may have some tight clothes on and you feel like you need to take your shoes off. Go ahead and do those things now. And as you're doing all that, I want you to begin to think about your breathing. Even before you close your eyes, just put most of your attention right now, as you're doing this, on how your breathing is feeling, the way your breath expands your lungs. And one of the things that's important to learn how to do is to breathe from your diaphragm. And if you don't know where your diaphragm is, you can find it by placing your left hand on your stomach, horizontally, just below your chest bone. And then take your right hand and place it on the part of your stomach just below where your left hand is resting. That place where your right hand is now resting is your diaphragm. And what I want you to do is I want you to cause your right hand to move out gently with your in-breath. Just push it out with your slow inhalation like you're filling up a balloon. And as you breathe out, feel your hand sinking back down into your stomach as the air leaves your diaphragm. Just do this breathing a few times so you get the hang of it. And so by now you should have completely finished preparing yourself, and your room should be just the way you like it to be. And you're completely focused on my voice, your breathing, maybe the sound of the background music. And so in a moment the program is going to begin, and you can just close your eyes while you're continuing to focus on your breathing. So once again, I just want to acknowledge you for taking this on. You're going to be delighted with the upcoming changes that you're about to create in your life. This is a very special time in your life and something you should feel excited about. That sense of excitement that you know these changes are about to take place. It does take time to create new information in your subconscious mind, and believing is the key to success here. So give the program an honest 30 days to work for you. Now, if you're ready, go ahead and pause the program and prepare yourself for your hypnosis session, which will begin on the next track.